Doctors around the world now perform more than 230 million major operations every year. The World Health Organization says preventable injuries and deaths from medical operations are a growing concern. Experts estimate that at least 1 million people die every year because of complications from surgical treatments. The WHO says studies suggest that about half of these problems may be preventable. The United Nations agency hopes to reduce mistakes with a program built around a new surgical safety checklist. Atul Gawande works at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, Massachusetts. He helped develop the Safe Surgery Saves Lives program. Dr. Gawande and other researchers studied records from 56 countries. In 2004, surgical complications in developed countries led to death in less than 1% of cases. In developing countries, the rate was 5 to 10%. Complications can happen during an operation or after. For example, an infection might develop after an operation. More than 200 medical societies and health ministries have joined in the effort to make surgery safer. The new list is similar to what airplane pilots use before flying. One member of the surgical team is responsible for the checklist. The very first step is to confirm the patient's identity and the operation to be performed. More questions are asked before the first cut. All members of the team are supposed to identify themselves by name and job. Another step is to confirm whether the patient was given antibiotic drugs within the last hour to prevent infection. The third and final part of the checklist is completed before the patient leaves the operating room. For example, surgical equipment is counted to make sure nothing unnecessary stays in the patient. Now you will hear the recording again. Doctors around the world now perform more than 230 million major operations every year. The World Health Organization says preventable injuries and deaths from medical operations are a growing concern. Experts estimate that at least 1 million people die every year because of complications from surgical treatments. The WHO says studies suggest that about half of these problems may be preventable. The United Nations agency hopes to reduce mistakes with a program built around a new surgical safety checklist. Atul Gawande works at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, Massachusetts. He helped develop the Safe Surgery Saves Lives program. Dr. Gawande and other researchers studied records from 56 countries. In 2004, surgical complications in developed countries led to death in less than 1% of cases. In developing countries, the rate was 5 to 10%. Complications can happen during an operation or after. For example, an infection might develop after an operation. More than 200 medical societies and health ministries have joined in the effort to make surgery safer. The new list is similar to what airplane pilots use before flying. One member of the surgical team is responsible for the checklist. The very first step is to confirm the patient's identity and the operation to be performed. More questions are asked before the first cut. All members of the team are supposed to identify themselves by name and job. Another step is to confirm whether the patient was given antibiotic drugs within the last hour to prevent infection. The third and final part of the checklist is completed before the patient leaves the operating room. For example, surgical equipment is counted to make sure nothing unnecessary stays in the patient.